We're back at it with another week of Pack Chat on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 AM and 98.5 on the FM dial and online at HubCityRadio.com. And today we bring in the shooting guard from Castlewood High School. She is Elena Beneke on the program. Thanks for taking some time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
My pleasure, for sure. Kind of a nice win against Crookston this last weekend. Was that one of those games that you guys kind of had circled on your calendar for a long time? How nice was it to get that revenge on them?
Yeah, we played the first game. We were sitting at a really good spot, and it was our last game before Christmas break, so we really wanted it. But ended up dropping it, so we just knew coming into that next game that we're like, okay, let's take care of business and show that we should not have, like, we're a better team than what we showed the first time we played them.
That was probably one of the best first halves you guys have had all year, huh?
Yeah, it was very, very good for everyone all around.
So, of course, you transferred from Nebraska Kearney. Why'd you come to Aberdeen?
I just knew when I first committed to Kearney, I just, like, wanted something new, wanted to get out of the state a little bit, like, just go somewhere, not that Nebraska's far, but just a little bit farther. And then after that year, I just realized how much I truly, like, missed just my friends and my family and just the little things, like getting to come back for Thanksgiving on a quick day trip or things like that. And so I just knew that it was always between Kearney and Northern when I first did it. So I knew that my second go around that I wanted to come back to Northern, and I'm very glad I did. So
yeah, that's my next question, is kind of walk me through that recruiting process to get to Northern.
Yeah, so obviously I've known Kruger for years because she recruited my sister, like recruited a lot of the girls that were on the same AU team with me. So I've known her for a very long time, and I just knew that if I reached out, maybe I would have a good chance of coming back just because that's the type of coach she is, and I'm very, very thankful for that. So yeah, I just kind of reached out to her after the portal and just said, hey, second time's a charm, right? And yeah, she kind of said, yeah, I'd love to have you, and that's it, kind of.
Here you are in your junior campaign. How have you grown as a person and a player from freshman year to now an upperclassman?
I think just even freshman and sophomore year, I was kind of just hesitant to do things, to be vocal, to just kind of learning the ropes of what college basketball really is. And now in my junior year, I feel like I'm kind of in that leadership role a little bit, just more for myself and others, like being able to know that I can be more vocal and just kind of, not that it's always in the stats, but lead in other ways too, and just kind of knowing the ropes and helping others learn them too, I think.
Yeah, there you go. That's fair. And walk me through the injury, the Minot injury, because when you went down with the ankle injury, I thought you'd be out for, I don't know, probably a couple of weeks, but yeah, you somehow played against Crookston 2 days after that.
Yeah.
What was that moment like for you?
Okay, knock on wood, have never gotten an injury before. I've never had to sit out of a game. So when that happened, I was kind of like, are you kidding me? Like, I've never rolled my ankle.
Yeah.
And Shannon took me off the court and it was immediately swelled. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've never done that before. But I'm also like the type of player, I hate sitting out. Like when we do drills in practice and we have five and we have to sub in, I hate subbing out. Like I've always just been like that. So I just knew that if I could play, I was going to play on it, whether it hurt or not. So Shannon taped me up and kind of went at it.
Yeah, you hung in there. I mean, honestly, you had a pretty decent game against Crookston the next day or 2 days later.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I tried.
I couldn't believe you played, honestly. So you said Coach Kruger believes in me more than anybody I know. Why do you say that?
She just, like, again, taking me from Kearney, like, I obviously committed to Kearney the first time, so you could, as a coach, you could be like, no, I don't want her. She didn't want me the first time, but she immediately let me come back and has always, like, today, for example, she literally sent me a text that just said how appreciative she is of my versatility as a player, just being there every day. So like just little things like that, she's always constantly texting and doing those type of things that just help bring my confidence up every time if it's ever feeling low, and just lets me know that she does believe in me.
That's very sweet. Shout out to Coach K. So how did you enjoy your time at Castlewood back in the day?
Oh, I loved it. Anytime anyone asks me about high school, I have nothing but good to say about it. I loved high school.
It's so interesting because the college, you know, like the movies, it's like, oh, college is so much better than high school.
Yeah.
And which is, you know, there's pluses and minuses, but
for sure,
I really enjoyed my high school career. Mm-hmm. I mean, kind of a similar situation for you, right?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. Loved it.
Were you a part of any like homecoming court or anything like that? Or
yeah, a small school, so like can't really say that. But yeah, I was on it. My best friend won it. It's such a small town. I just loved it. Everyone was so close.
I've never been to Castlewood before, but I hear it's a pretty, like you said, it's a small but very welcoming and friendly community.
Yes.
So you played volleyball, basketball, and track and field. Why did you ultimately choose basketball?
My mom was always kind of, she was my coach all throughout elementary. My siblings all kind of gandered toward basketball too, so it was always just kind of what I did. Like, mm-hmm. went to their practices, was always pushed by my mom because she loved basketball too, and I just think I fell in love with it at such a young age. And watching my sister, I always wanted to be like her. She loved basketball, so I think it just kind of transcended down into me and just have loved it ever since I was little.
Certainly worked out for you. Yeah. Did you think being a multi-sport athlete in high school helped you be a college athlete?
Oh, yeah. I think just the different things you learn from each sport, whether it's like tactical or like mental in each aspect, can just carry on, and like relationships you build just push you farther in life. So
yeah, I think you're onto something there. So walk me through the COVID state tournament. You guys got one game in. Of course, you won. I think you're the only team that actually played and won. So technically, you guys would be state champs 2020.
Oh, yeah.
So that had to be a really, really unique time, huh?
Oh, yeah. That is such a low time in my life looking back. Like, something I wish I could get back all the time. I know it's high school, but that team that year was so special. Like, we were all so close. So when we got put against Ethan as the number 7 seed and they were the 2 seed and we ended up winning, they had already limited it to 150 like fans. So I knew so many people watching it in the hotels. Like, and then that happened when it canceled. We woke up the next morning. Their tears were just flying because we knew what we could have done that year. Not that in the grand scheme of life, like, it's not that big of a deal, but as an athlete that wants to win so bad with all of our closest friends, it was hard. It was definitely hard.
Was that Sturgis Spearfish? Was it Rapid?
Spearfish, yep.
It wasn't Spearfish. Okay, gotcha. So how do you get in the zone before games? Are you a big music person or?
I am a big music person. Whenever I have a free chance on a day of a game, I'm putting my headphones in and I'm listening to my rap playlist the whole day.
Rap playlist. Yep. There you go. Funniest player on the team.
Probably Maddie.
That's what everyone seems to say.
Yep. She just does, like, she's like serious funny, like, doesn't even try to say things and you're just like, oh my gosh, Maddie. Like, or Bryn. Yeah, one of the two.
Yeah, everyone seems to say Maddie so far. So you fell in love with hoops, playing one-on-one with your family members, mm-hmm. and also playing pig. How competitive do those games get back in the day?
You cannot imagine. As three siblings who all literally hate to lose so much, they got so intense. Someone got pissed, sorry, whether at the end of it, if they lost or not. So definitely helped me become the competitive spirit I am today.
Yeah,
so.
My brother broke a couple of my pairs of glasses playing basketball in the front yard when I would beat him every once in a while.
Yep.
And so I know.
Sounds
how,
about right.
Yeah, I know how competitive those matchups can be. So Laners or Benny Girl,
yep.
as nicknames. How'd you get those? That's all the basketball questions I got
okay.
for you. And we're moving on to the other stuff, the fun stuff.
Benny Girl's actually funny because Jackson Money was actually the one when I came here started calling me that. No one has ever called me that before, and he started calling me that. And now the entire men's team calls me it. Some of the girls, like, it just became a name that I never had. Laners has just been, like, random people. Not people I've always been close with, but I'll, like, meet a new person. They'll be like, Laners. And I'm like, yeah. So then that's usually what my team calls me, or Al. So
I haven't called you any of those on the air yet, but I certainly don't rule it out. Best part about South Dakota?
Just that we're kind of, like, close. Like, well, East River, West River, just everyone just kind of knows everyone, at least from a small town, like knowing other small towns. It's a close-knit little state, and I love it.
Worst part about South Dakota?
The same thing, that it's kind of closed off. We don't have as much as other states, like less to do, but wouldn't change it. Love it.
Yeah, that's totally fair. You like living in Aberdeen?
I do. I really do. It's the perfect distance away from home. It's got all my friends here. It's big, but not big at all, so... Mm-hmm. Just kind of got it all for me.
Yeah, I get that. So Valentine's Day, of course, this week. Are you a big fan of Valentine's Day or not so much?
Not so much. I kind of treat it as a Galentine's. Like, me and Morgan were joking with each other this morning that, okay, we can be each other's soulmates. Like, we don't need men anymore. So
gotcha. Okay, so that takes away my next question. I was going to say, do you have a Valentine this year? But sounds like you got a Galentine.
I got a Galentine. I got lots of Galentines.
There you go. Do you believe in an afterlife?
Yes.
What does that look like, do you think?
Heaven, for sure, for me. Big faith girl. Believe in that through and through. So, yeah.
All right. Good for you. Biggest accomplishment that you've had so far in your life?
I haven't done, like, a lot in life, so I would probably just say winning a championship in high school was one of them. Graduating, playing college basketball.
Yeah.
All tied together.
I would say that's a pretty big deal. Most people couldn't say that. I, you know, went to a state championship, won a state championship, yeah. won state tournament games, and playing college basketball. I mean, I certainly can. So, puts me to shame.
Thanks for that hype.
Yeah, there you go. Most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to you. Could be basketball related, could be non-basketball related. What's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to Laners?
Oh, that's a good question. There's a lot. There's been a lot. I, like, literally over the weekend, I face-planted it going to Rio's house. So, like, just the one of many things that happen to me on the daily basis is something that's hard to pinpoint. Just know that I'm very clumsy. It happens a lot.
You seem kind of like a klutz.
I'm a goof.
In the best possible way. There you go. Greatest thing in the world. What's the greatest thing in the world? It's a very broad question. You can take that a million different ways. Greatest thing in the world.
God's love for us is what I would say.
It's a good answer. What were you like in high school? Much different than now or kind of different?
I would say I'm like kind of the same, but also different. I only had like one or two girlfriends in high school. Like I was friends with all the guys because just small school, that's what you do. But like here, like I'm literally best friends with all my teammates, like such a girl's girl through and through. And I think if one thing changed, that was that, just like seeing that from a different view.
That's interesting. Okay. Yeah. Favorite movie of all time?
Footloose, the new version.
Huh.
Best movie of all time.
Never seen it.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Titanic for me.
Really? Yeah. Okay, big softy.
Yeah, you know what? You got me on that one for sure. I love that movie. You know, the love story is fine, but I've always been kind of a historian about the Titanic. Yeah. Just that story. I'm just fascinated by it, you know? So, kind of interesting. What's your favorite old school jam? Something from the 90s maybe, or I guess early 2000s for your context?
Anything like George Strait, or me and my dad listen to Whitney Houston a lot. Just kind of those oldies. Alan Jackson, just those kind of.
Big country girl, huh?
Used to be. Yeah, I used to be a big country girl. I've broadened my horizons now, but
gotcha. That's fair. All right, that's good enough. What show on Netflix or Hulu or whatever streaming platform, what are you currently binge watching right now?
I am currently watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, really?
I missed a couple of seasons.
Oh my gosh. When I was in college, I watched that show with my then ex-girlfriend. Yeah. And
I love it.
My wife's all about it now, and I don't get it. What fires you up?
Like I always say, like when we are doing a defensive assignment or something, if someone just like makes me a little bit mad or they're like said to be like, they're a really good shooter, like I just want, I'm like, okay, then they're not shooting. Like they're not making a shot at me. Just someone doing just a little bit of something to me can send me.
Are you a big smack talker out there or not so much?
If someone starts it with me, for sure. But if they're nice, I'm like, I'm nice back. Just once in a while, if they start a little something.
And that happens fairly often or not so much?
I would say just a couple times a year, certain players.
Certain teams?
Yep.
And what teams out there are a little more smack-talky?
Maybe one that we play on Saturday.
Oh, okay. That's fair. Describe your perfect first date. I know you don't have a Valentine this year, but give me your perfect first date.
I would just say, like, if we're like in the summer, like going to the lake, getting ice cream, hanging out, literally just hanging out with the family, like learning more about each other, I'd say.
There you go.
Just casual.
Yeah, I get that. My second date with my wife, I literally introduced her to my entire family.
Sometimes those are the best stories.
True. Yeah, she's always like, I don't remember so-and-so. Have I ever met so-and-so? It's like, yeah, you met them on our second date. Yeah. What's the first thing you notice about a guy?
Cliche to say looks, but if I'm not saying that, just like if they're funny or not, like their personality is something that's really big to me because I'm such an outgoing person. I kind of need that reciprocated.
Yeah, they need to match that energy.
Yeah.
What's the difference between there, and there?
Not. You cannot count the times that I misuse the T-H-E-R-E and the T-H-I-R all the time. And I have to switch it every single time in all my papers.
Oh, man. Kind of disappointing, but that's right. If you could go back in time and change one world event, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. One world event. I just, like, wish the Holocaust would have never happened, the whole thing. That just is such a bad negative thing in the history books. Yeah.
That would be one to definitely take off of the history books for sure.
Yes.
What keeps you up at night? What makes you kind of nervous? The bubble guts, if you will.
Oh, if I have something to do that next morning, like, and I know I need to be up for it, even if it's at like 10, I will just not sleep because I'm just afraid of doing that. Or if we have a big game, like on Friday night, I probably won't get the best amount of sleep because, or Thursday night too, just game days in general. But
are you a good sleeper or not so much?
I'm a pretty good sleeper, actually. Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous. I'm not. Deep question, deep esoteric question here.
Okay.
What's the meaning of life?
I think to just find joy in the little things, like find your joy. Everyone's joy is different. So just find what makes you happy and go for it. Don't care about what everyone thinks.
I like it. I like it a lot. Describe music to somebody who is deaf.
Oh, that is something. Music, I listen to music every single day. I'm such a music girl. So I would just say something that makes can trigger any emotion in you, any and all emotion. Like, I love music.
All right. That's not a bad answer. If you could meet one famous person, alive or dead, who would it be?
Right now, I want to meet Jason Tatum so bad.
How come?
He's my celebrity crush. I am a diehard Boston Celtics fan, and I want to meet him so bad. But I would say MJ, in all MJ.
Okay, those are two good answers. MJ's a little bit better than the second one, or than the first one, but Jason Tatum, of all people. What's one thing you cannot live without?
Oh, my Bible and coffee. Two things.
How do you like your coffee?
A little cream in there.
You going French vanilla or?
Anything caramel, French vanilla, they all work.
Yeah.
They're all good.
I don't know if you can smell it in here, but I'm a big coffee guy as well. And I'm a big French vanilla guy, no doubt. Best part and worst part about high school back in the day?
Best part, you are just with your friends the whole day and you get to play sports with them. Like, I loved it. Worst part is that you're quite literally in school for 8 hours, whether it's study hall or whatever, you are waking up every day to spend 8 hours in the same place.
Isn't it crazy when you go to college and you realize that's not the way?
Yeah, it's nuts, actually.
Yeah, you're like, I used to go into class and be there for 8 hours.
Eight hours it's like every day. I know.
I know it. Are you a good speller?
I would like to say I am, besides in the fifth grade. I have a traumatic story from that. Actually, if we're going back to the most embarrassing story, that would be it.
I want to hear the story.
Okay, not in the cocky way, but I would consider myself like kind of a smart person, like get good grades. And it was a fifth grade spelling bee and everyone was before me and they were getting words. I was spelling them in my head easy. And then it was my turn and they said, spell the word lace. And I was thinking in my head like Lay's chips, like ends with an S. So I said L-A-S-E. My parents took off work to come watch me at the spelling bee and I was the first person out.
Oh no.
I know.
L-A-C-E.
I've cried about that one. It's like, few too many times.
Oh,
I know.
Man, bummer. You know, I remember we had a school-wide spelling bee as well, and I thought I was hot.
I thought I could win it. I did.
Yeah, didn't work out for me well either. What do you think the world is going to look like in 2050? Here we are in 2024 now. What's the world looking like in 36 years?
I'm kind of scared, honestly. A little scared. As much as I love technology, I wish it would just slow down because I'm scared of what it can do, the things it can bring. Just so advanced, so advanced.
Artificial intelligence.
Yeah,
makes
I hate artificial
nervous.
Intelligence. I know.
You and me both. What is Elena Beneke known for?
My laugh.
Yeah?
Yep. You can literally ask anybody and they will say my laugh.
Going with the laugh. Okay, got it. Why did the chicken cross the road?
The only answer I've ever heard is to get to the other side.
I think you'd be correct. Yep. What did the tiger say to the dolphin? It's not a trick question. Okay, it could be literally anything.
What did the tiger say to the dolphin? I literally don't know.
I mean,
do you have an answer?
No, I don't. I mean, it's literally not a trick question. Oh. It could be literally anything.
Hey, girl, what you doing?
If you could get rid of one state in the country, what would it be and why?
Probably like New Hampshire because I just never hear anything coming from up there. I don't know.
Going with New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good call out. If the Joker were a real guy, would you want to be buddies with him?
No. I hate anything scary.
Yeah, not a big horror movie fan.
No, hate them.
Me neither. All right, next up, I got a segment called This or That.
Okay.
Knockout or horse?
Oh, horse.
Pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
Me too. Do you have a good memory or bad memory?
Good memory.
That's good. Is it called pop or soda?
Pop.
It's interesting because every South Dakota girl so far has said pop.
Yep, yeah.
I like that. Good eyebrow day or a good hair day?
Oh, that's hard because my eyebrows are black and my hair's blonde, but I would still say hair.
Good hair day. Okay, got it. Being nice or being honest?
Being honest. Like a mix. I don't know. Depending on who you're talking to.
Okay, got it. Layup or a jump shot?
Probably layup.
Okay. Half court buzzer beater or a game saving block shot?
Half court buzzer beater every day.
I don't know why you're making me laugh right now. Chinese or Italian food?
Chinese.
I like Chinese. Makeup or all natural?
All natural.
Jeans or sweatpants?
Sweatpants.
Everyone says sweats. Mascara or highlighter?
Mascara.
Okay. Who wins in a fight, Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Dressing up or dressing down?
Dressing down.
Burgers or seafood?
Burgers.
Fruit roll-ups or gushers?
Oh, gushers.
I love gushers. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Oh, thank God. Not a cats person.
No, me either.
Singing or dancing?
Ooh, a little bit of both. Come on now, can't pick.
A little bit of both, okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Vanilla.
Let's say you're given an elephant. Do you keep it or do you sell it?
Oh, I'm keeping it.
Got enough space to store an elephant?
Oh, I can make room. You can make room. It's so cute.
All right. CPR to a total stranger with really bad breath or eat 5 grasshoppers?
Oh, I honestly, this grasshoppers. That would gross me out.
Taking the grasshoppers. All right. Yeah. Tall or short?
Tall.
Dine in or take out?
Ooh, take out.
Apple or Android?
Apple.
Introvert or extrovert?
Extrovert.
Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Best fast food?
Oh, this is such a good question. I would say Arby's.
Ooh.
I know. Everyone, nobody else thinks that, but I love Arby's.
You might be the first person that says Arby's. I love their curly fries.
They're so, and their roast beef, so good.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. That's good. Worst fast food?
Like Wendy's or Burger King. One of them.
Okay. Justin Bieber, George Clooney, Ryan Reynolds, Zac Efron. Any of those guys? Strike your fancy?
All. Any and all. Come on. America's favorites.
All of the above. All right. Final segment here. It's word association. I'll say a word or a phrase, and whatever comes to your mind, just first thing, come out and say it, okay?
Here we go.
South Dakota.
Home.
North Dakota.
Empty.
Not a whole lot going on out there, huh? Aberdeen.
Community.
Northern State University.
Family.
Your hot spot on the floor.
I don't know.
Top of the key, wing, slot.
Oh, my hot spot on the floor. Oh, wing, for sure.
Right wing, left wing, doesn't matter.
Left wing.
Left wing. Okay, yep. Got it. Castlewood High School.
Love.
Basketball.
Okay, that's my first love, yeah.
Okay. East River.
Best river.
West River.
Not as good as the East River.
Volleyball.
Fun.
Track and field.
Don't miss it.
What did you do in track and field?
I was like the 800 meter girl.
Okay.
And all 400s, 800s, mile, depending on the meet.
Okay, gotcha. Pickles.
I don't like.
Not a fan, huh? Jimmy John's.
Free game.
Everyone loves Jimmy John's. What is the deal with all of you women and Jimmy John's? I don't get it.
It's so good.
Mid. Subway.
I just think of Eat Fresh.
Okay, there you go. Super Bowl.
Sunday.
Boneless or bone in?
Bone in. No. Boneless. I mean boneless.
PK is always giving me a hard time because I say boneless.
Oh, yeah. She loves bone in. She gives us a hard time, too.
I texted her on, I think it was Monday. We had leftovers from B-dubs. And I was like, pictured on the left, a chicken wing. Pictured on the right, a chicken nugget. She's like, well, then she had some smart aleck response.
Yeah, and, of course.
And she was, to be honest, like, she actually got me on it, too. Because I was like,
that's
I guess.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you got me on that one. Good for you. All right, layup.
Miss if it's wide open.
Math.
Horrible at it.
Really?
Yes. I mean, math is my worst subject by far.
Yeah, I did stats in college. Did not go well.
Yeah, I know. I have to take that next semester.
Good
not
luck.
Forward.
Good luck with that. Bacon.
Love bacon.
Big fan.
Die hard bacon.
I like it. Good answer. Selfie.
Okay, you're going to laugh at me, but duck lips. That's what I always do. Oh my God. Typical girl, come on.
The Barnett Center.
Loud. Love it.
Okay. Politics.
I just do not care.
Fast food.
I eat a lot of it.
Hip-hop music.
Listen to it a lot.
Country music.
Homey, like it's a home feeling.
Okay. Chicken wings.
Delicious.
Madeline Bragg.
Confident.
Rihanna Phillippe.
Responsible.
Bryn Alfson.
Goofy.
Olivia Hansen.
Hard worker.
Yeah, just saw her in church for Ash Wednesday. Morgan Fiedler.
Pure.
Briley Schultz.
She's a knucklehead. I love her.
Dakante Smith.
Oh, she's a bucket. She's tough.
Hallie Hines.
Genuine.
Abby Holmes.
She's a mother. She's the wife of the group.
Josh Lees.
A nerd. Love Josh.
Katie Burke.
Consistent.
Paula Kruger.
Reliable.
Good word. Your family.
Always there for me.
There you go. Finally, Elena Beneke.
Just want to have fun in life. Just trying to find the fun in life.
Just girls want to have fun.
That's my life motto.
Want to give anybody some shout outs out there in Radio Land that's listening in?
Just hey, everyone. Hope you're having a good day.
There you go. No, nobody in particular. Just everybody.
Just everybody. Come on.
I'm good. I'm good with that. All right. That is the guard from Castlewood High School, Alina Benecke. Thanks for doing this. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the way.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.